Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Yeah. Goes like this. A breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just hold and know.
I feel a breakthrough.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders.
The signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding on.
Come on, baby.
Just hold on.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna
change your day.
With signs and wonders.
Miracles.
God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
Just holding on.
Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. Yeah. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting,
yeah.
Changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
You wait.
The move of God is on the way. This is the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. Bishop Gregory Scott and Evangelist Patricia Benneman. We are here for you today. It's a great day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're glad you're here to share it with us. Amen, amen, amen. What a glorious day. Every day is glorious. Yes, indeed. Because every day is the Lord's day. And I'll be back to pray with you in a bit. But let's go back to Norman Hutchins. A move of God is on the way.
A move of God is on the way.
A move of God is on the way.
Hold on, don't give up. A move of God.
A move of God is on the way.
The greater the trial, the greater the blessing.
A move of God,
yeah.
God
yeah.
Is on the way.
The worst is over, the best is yet to come.
Every bird, form and answer. Jesus.
Yes, this is Benny Cummings, and we haven't got long to stay here. There's this great story in the Bible I remind you of, a man who laid up all his treasure, and God called him home. We don't have long to stay here. No, no, we have to live every day in God's kingdom as if it's the last day and the first day that we're standing in the Lord's presence.
Oh,
Yes, today is your day for a miracle. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. I am so glad that you're on the program, and I'm talking specifically to caller 843-817-2884. We're just so glad that you're here. Evangelist Benjamin said that she is glad that you're with us this morning. I want you to know that it is a glorious day in God's world. It is a glorious, glorious, glorious day. A day to be happy, a day to be joyful. Let's take that moment for that prayer that we always offer every single program. We send up a healing prayer because we know that many of our listeners, like we, are fighting those obstacles in the day. They're in the way. But you know what? This is a day that the Lord hath made. Every day is a day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's take a moment for prayer. Heavenly Father, we stand before you. We stand before the altar. We stand before the gates to the kingdom and bow our heads in supplication. Lord, we worship you. We praise you. We love you. Lord, we bless you. And in this moment, Lord, we ask that if there are any people in around us who are not being agents of light and love, who are sending us negative thoughts, who are flooding us with their problems, their issues, their worries, their anger, their frustration, their depression, Lord, please clean us, cleanse us, remove all of that contamination. Just take it away, Lord. Take it away. Lord, free us. I'm feeling that lifting right now. I'm feeling the anointing beginning to flow again, Lord. Just take it away. And Lord, fill us with your divine holy light that's in this moment, Lord. Yes. Yes, have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. Lord, thank you so much for sending your Son and allowing us to forgive our sins, allowing us to be cleansed of the ills, the anger, the sins that we have committed, the sins of our fathers, to make us white as snow. Lift us, Lord, yes, amen. Lift us into thy kingdom. Lord, we know we're not ready yet. We know that there are ways in which our minds are working. Lord, we know that our minds are just not ready for you, Lord. Lord, take away any obstacles, anything that's interfering. Take away all of the distractions. Lord, take away our mind. Take away, Lord, anything that's interrupting and keeping us from our attention, keeping our attention on you, Lord. You are the center of my thought, Lord. I live and breathe, Lord, your essence every moment. Lord, give this to all of the listeners, those who we know and those who we don't know. Those who are coming in quiet, Lord, that we don't even know they're here. And they're just listening through their computers. And, Lord, bless and lift those who are listening even after this program airs. Lord, bless them all. And as we move, Lord, we see that there are negativities. There are demons and devils, big ones and little ones. Those of you who are still smokers, you need to know that your lungs are filled with smoking demons. And it's not you that wants to keep the smoking going on. It's those little demons. God doesn't want you to smoke. You don't want to smoke. But those demons that are in your lungs are causing you to take that breath. Lord, in this moment, we ask that anyone who is a smoker, who wants to be free of the smoking demon, that anyone who is an alcoholic, who wants to be free of the alcohol, that anyone who is a sexaholic or anyone who has any kind of addiction, Lord, in this moment we ask and demand of those demons that they leave the listeners that no longer want them. In this moment, Lord, deliver them, yes, Deliver them, Lord. Take it away. Take it away. Take all those demons away. Those demons of judgment. Those demons of hate. Those demons of anger. Lord, lift in this moment those demons from every single one. Even the demons of eating addiction. Lord, remove those demons from everyone. And if there are any demons in us, Lord, please take them away. Now, demons, we say this to you, and it's now your time. You have the opportunity to accept Jesus as your Savior. And if you do not, then know that you will be completely absorbed and disintegrated by God's divine light. We're not going to send you back to hell. We're not going to send you into swine. We aren't going to send you into trees. We're going to send you into earth. God, in his mighty power, will disintegrate you. We no longer want you to afflict God's children. So, smokers, take a deep breath. Feel that divine, holy light going into your lungs. Alcoholics, take a sip. You're now sipping God's love for you. Let that love just permeate your entire being. Sexaholic, shift your attention into God's holy light. Know that you're filled with that divine healing light, and it is cleansing every single aspect of you and taking away those demons that have obsessed you and kept you locked in their hands. They are no longer present. We ask God in this moment, wherever there was a demon, Lord, please assign an angel to complete the cleansing and healing of that particular addiction. Lord, as we move up now, we stand before you cleansed, purified, and freed. And Lord, allow those gates of heaven to swing wide open, please, in this moment. Swing open. Lord, we see that light. It is so bright. Lord, it's emanating from heaven. Let us go into it. Bring us all into heaven, into the kingdom of God. Lord, this is our true home. Our true home is not the earth. Our true home is not the state of Missouri. Our true home is not Delaware. Our true home is not anywhere on this planet. Lord, we know our true home is in your kingdom. And we rejoice, Lord. We stand now. We stand, Lord, at the throne. And we see Jesus on the right. And we see you, Lord, surrounded by your holy angels who come to greet us and take us each by the hand and lead us, Lord, even further into the kingdom. Lord, in this moment, we thank you. We bless you. We give you our love, and we say, glory to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Lord, we love you, and all these blessings and healings, you know, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
My prayer that this song will bless you, somebody that's viewing this service. Blessed assurance. Oh, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Yes, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. At the completion of the song, without introduction, we will present to some and introduce to others Evangelist Patricia Benin, who will bring us the sermon of the day. Spoke to her a moment ago, and I said, Evangelist, if you were at the gas station, the manager would come out and ask you just to stop talking, because you would have people shouting at the gas station. And that I have no idea. This lady is a powerful woman of God.
is a good thing to give God the praise. It is a good thing to give God the glory. It is a good thing to bless his holy name. It is a great thing to know that in him you live, you move, and you have your being. I'd like to say good morning to all of you that are listening by way of telephone and in the archives. We thank God for Jesus right now, and we thank Jesus for his blood, because it's through the blood that we have life. It is through his shed blood that we have forgiveness of our sins. And we thank God right now, for this is the day that the Lord he has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. It is a personal thing. You have to praise God for yourself. I can't praise him for you. You have to give thanks unto the Lord for yourself. For the Lord, he is good, and he is very good. God is good, he's good, and he's, yes, he is so good. We used to sing the song when I was a child, so good. He's my mother and my father, and I won't take it back. He's my sister and my brother, and I won't take it back. He's my doctor and my lawyer, and I won't take it back, because he's been so good to me. And I tell you, that chorus goes, so good, so good, so good. Yes, God has been so good to me, and he is going to continue to be good to me. Been means something happened before. He took care of that. But I am walking in the presence. I am walking in the newness of the Spirit. So therefore, his mercies are new every morning. The scripture said that God's mercies are new every morning. Every day is a day of new beginnings. What had you bound on yesterday? When you stepped over into the new day, that should have already disintegrated. And if it hasn't, you still have God with you. I was just in a service on Sunday, and the young man spoke, and he talked about Peter and the disciples. All of them were in the ship with Jesus, but Jesus sort of disappeared. He didn't leave the boat, but he left out of their physical presence. They couldn't see him in the flesh. He went down into the hinder part of the ship, the lower part of the ship, and a storm arose, and they feared for their life, because this was a calm water that they were in. But it began to get angry. The water became fierce and angry, and the disciples, like us, when tragic happen, when things are going on, when storms are coming and going, and storms in our life and storms in the element, we have a tendency to have a fear, because we don't know if Jesus is going to deliver us out of the storm or from the storm. So they panic, which is a natural thing to do, because we're not heaven yet. We have not been changed in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. We have not gone back to our heavenly home. So we're here on the earth, Dr. Scott liked to say, on the planet. We're here on the planet. So our flesh panics for fear that, oh my God, I can be destroyed this very moment through the angry sea. And they, I tell you, was worried about their life, which is a natural reaction. But I tell you, the preacher said, Jesus is with you in the wind. See, because the scripture said he went to the lower part of the ship, the boat, whatever it was in the water. Jesus left out of your presence. Jesus went. But because he wasn't there, that you could see him with your physical eye, doesn't mean that Jesus is not with you. You may not be able to see him now, especially because he's no longer in the flesh. You've got to see him in the spirit. You've got to see him in your spiritual eye, because you've got to know without a shadow of a doubt, no matter what it is that I'm going through right now, I don't see Jesus, but I know Jesus is in the wind. He is with me even when he went to the other side of Galilee. He was yet with me on the other side of Galilee. Do that make sense to you? Even though he went to the other side of Galilee, he was still in the wind with me on the other side of Galilee. Oh, bless his name. That was not all of the words of his sermon. God just gave me a different revelation. But his point was to let you know that Jesus is with you in your went. W-E-T. Jesus went to the lower part. But just because he was not up on the deck with them, it didn't mean that Jesus wasn't with them. And Jesus is with you today. You may not be able to see him, but I tell you, he's in the air that you breathe. Oh, bless his name. Just feel his presence when he comes into the room, when he stirs up the gift that's on the inside of you. Oh, my God in heaven. We thank God that Jesus is omnipresent. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, which was and is to come. Jesus went to the lower part of the ship. But I tell you, he left his spirit to take care of us. Aren't you glad that Jesus' spirit is able to reach to the highest mountain and then flow to the lowest valley? The song says it's the blood that gives me strength from day to day, and it will never lose its power. So the Spirit of God is present everywhere we go. David said, if I make my bed in hell, you'll be there. I tell you, it's good to know that wherever and whatever the circumstance is in our life, that Jesus is with us. He said in his word, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. So what come what may, from day to day, I will never fret, for the Lord is good to me. He has never, ever failed me yet. What is right, God provides. He has no dealing in what's wrong, but whatever is right, he will pay. I have a friend that said, if you do right, you get right. So God is a do right who gives right unto us. So right that we put a little bit more on it and say righteousness is of God. And he wants us as his children to be righteous, to be holy. For these are the keys to the kingdom of God. I tell you, it is a very good morning here in New York. It's a little hazy, fog or whatever from last night, but the overcast is lifting and the sun is beginning to shine, and it's going to be a beautiful day. And that's just the way it is in our lives. Though the storms may be raging in our lives, whatever your storm is, to you, it could be a storm of a sore throat. It could be a storm of aching bones. And listen, God knows I know something about the both of them. But though I'm in a storm, I'm not in it by myself, because the Spirit of God is present, and it is a present help in my time of my storm. I tell you, the sun is shining for me today. How about you? Do you feel the sunshine of Christ on the inside of you? Do you feel him down in your soul? Do you feel Jesus all around you? Do you feel Jesus all inside? Hey, God, I feel Jesus in this place. And when I say in this place, it doesn't mean in the room of which I am in, but it's on the inside of me. The song said, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And then he come and say, I haven't got long to stay here. Still away. Haven't got long to stay here. I don't have long to stay here. I got to steal away to Jesus. I got to go and get a refill. I got to go and get a refreshing. Go bless it. Steal away. Steal away to Jesus. And let him bless you. Let him fill your life with joy. Let him fill you up till your cup runneth over. David said, my cup runneth over. Let him fill your cup and let it overflow. Steal away to Jesus. Somebody needs to steal away. Just shut out everybody. Shut out everything in your life and just get to Jesus. He'll be in your wind. Call upon his name. He said, before you call me, I'll answer you. But call upon the Lord while he is near, and he will answer your call. Woo! I tell you, I feel good down in my soul. I tell you, it's just something about the word of God that makes the difference. I enjoy singing because I used to be a singer myself at one time. But the word of God is your life, your health, and your strength. Get in the word and stay there. And stay until Jesus comes. Let no man pluck you out of his hand. Let no man deceive you. Jesus is real. Jesus is Lord of your life. Yes, he said, though your sins be as a scarlet, I will wash you whiter than snow. The only one that can break the chains in your life that keep you from seeing this Jesus in the spirit, he's the only one that can break those chains that bind you, whether it be cigarettes, sex, drugs, alcohol, stealing. Some people steal. Some people do a lot of things. Yes, as Dr. Scott said, they're even a glutton. And that scripture, to overeat is a sin, but the only sin we like to pick on is the sin of cigarettes, alcohol, and sex. But there are a number of sins that have us bound. A number of sins. So you don't smoke. So you don't drink. So you don't commit fornication or adultery. But there are some things in you that you need to give it to Jesus. And when you do that, whatever storm that arises in your life, you will be able to say, greater is he that is in me than he, meaning the devil, the adversary, Satan himself. Greater is he that is in me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Than he that is in the world. The devil is in charge of the universe, seeking whom he may devour. But Jesus said, though the devil is here doing his thing, how about me? I'm here too. I come to give you a choice. You don't have to go to hell with the devil. You don't have to go down the path that the devil has chosen for you. But come over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. It's here right now. And he's waiting at the table. Come to the fountain that's so rich and so sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory, glory, glory to his name. He said, I come that you might have life and that you'd have this life that I have it more abundantly. Let Jesus break your chains. Get him the wind. Oh, God, that was not my sermon this morning, but that's the sermon that God wanted to bring forward for the listeners. Get him in the wind. He went, but he didn't leave you. He went, but he didn't leave you. He went, but he didn't leave you. He said, I'm going away, but I will not leave you without a comforter. He was talking to his disciples. I will leave. You will see the flesh of me leave, but my spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, I leave here to comfort you. You'll never be alone. You'll never be by yourself. My Holy Ghost that I'm going to leave here on the earth is for you to get it. And I'll be a light in darkness. I'll be your joy in the time of sorrow. I'll be your bridge over troubled water. I'll be your help in the time of trouble. I'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. I'll be that Jesus that's in your wind. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for the yoke that I have, my yoke is easy, and the burden that I carry and the burden that I release in the atmosphere in light, if it's heavy, more than you can bear. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'll give you peace in the valley. I'll be with you always. I'm with you morning, noon, and night. I'm with you while you are asleep. I'm Jesus. I am the Christ. I said I'll never leave you. If you go to jail, I'm even in the jailhouse. If you go in the hospital, I'm in the hospital. I'm everywhere at the same time, helping everyone that call upon my name. And for those that don't call upon my name, because I created you, I'm even there with you. You can't acknowledge it because you don't know me, because you can't see me in the flesh, so you can't acknowledge who I am. But get me in the inside of you, and you'll be able to see me in the spirit. Oh, bless his name. I feel Jesus in this place. I don't have but a few more moments, but I never close without reading from the Holy Bible. I never close without giving you scripture in the name of Jesus. All that I said was scripture. Lord, I'm with you always. I didn't tell you where to find it, but those of you that are computer savvy, Google it and it'll come up. And for those of you that don't do a computer, get your Bible and look it up in your concordance. I'm not going to do all this work for you. You should be attended Sunday school, you should have been taught some of these scriptures. You need to keep up with it. You can keep up with the mess on TV back in 1910, but you can't tell nobody that Jesus is the Christ. You can't tell anyone that Jesus says, I've heard the joyful sound to the utmost. Jesus says, I'll tell it all around. Jesus saves to the utmost. Jesus saves. He'll pick you up and turn you around. He'll place your feet on solid ground. Jesus is the Christ. Let me read for you. I've got just a few moments to go into the Word of God. I always had Scripture, but I'm led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says, he that is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, and I am led by the Spirit of God. The Bible declares that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I'm being ready to be ordained to take on a new dimension, to take on another height in Jesus Christ. Oh, bless his name. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing. I thank you for your word. You say your word would not return unto you void. You chose it. You spoke it. And you're doing it. Oh, I like that. You chose it. You spoke it. And you are doing it. Somebody write that down for me. You chose it. You spoke it. And you're doing it. You got it? He chose it. He spoke it. And he's doing it. I love that. You can use it for yourself, but right now I'm using it for me. God spoke it, or God chose it, and he's doing it. Whatever way, write it down, because I may need to call upon you and get what I said, because when I'm under the anointing, God speaks to me, and I don't always contain what he said. When it's finished, it's finished. It's gone to the other side. It gets in the wind, and then it's gone. I don't speak that. I don't see it. I don't hear it any longer. Let's go to the Word of God quickly, because I see my time is up. But in the name of Jesus, I'm going to get this word out this morning from the Scripture. Let's go to the book of Romans, the 12th chapter. I don't have time to wait for you to find it. Write it down. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now listen to this. It says, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, oh, bless his name, holy unto God, holy unto God. Oh, my God, yes, Lord, we thank you for the word, which is your reasonable service. Ain't no big deal. You ain't doing all that. You ain't all that. This is your reasonable service. Brethren, I solicit. Brethren, I come unto you. I got a little order for you here. I got a command for you that you present your bodies. Know ye not, it says in the Scripture, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Where else is he going to rest? He has to rest on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost is not an outside thing, so you can't put it on. It is on the inside. It is dwelling on the inside. It's an inside relationship. My flesh is going back to the dust, but my spirit on the inside of me goes home to be with the Lord. Oh, bless his name. And I may not die, because the Scripture says that we shall not all be asleep, but some of us that are alive and remain, will be caught up to meet Jesus in the air. So when I hear people saying, especially church folk, oh, I mean, we all got to die, that's not Scripture. The Bible said it's appointed once unto man to die. It's appointed. But what you going to do with the scripture that said, those that are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. What you going to do with that? Tell me what you're going to do about it. So just know that if you're alive and remain, you are not left. You'll be in the wind when he comes back. Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. Oh, bless his name. Let's read the second verse. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transferred by the renewing of your mind. Your mindset has to change. When you present your body as a living sacrifice, your mindset has to change. You heard the old folks say, things I used to do, I don't do anymore. Well, you've got to get a new mind now that you presented your body. Now, Christ has to come in, and your way of thinking, your way of walking, your way of talking has to change to line up with the Holy Spirit. You can't do things the way you used to do them. Yes, I know deliverance has to come. But while you're waiting on deliverance to come to fully deliver you out of your whatever it is that you're in, then you have to start working on your mindset. You have to put these things away. Whatever it is that you're involved in, you have to put these things away, and deliverance will come and give you the strength you need to overcome it so that you can walk in the newness, walk in the light of Christ. Just a little bit more, and I'm going to be finished. Be ye transferred by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That is just rich. The word of God is just rich. And I want to close with that. Read chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. I beseech you, this is Paul talking to the church, to the folk who say that they love Jesus. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Somewhere along there, they wasn't serving God. That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. H-O-L-Y, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Your aim is to please God. And when you please God, you will find that you're not on the ship of life by yourself. That Jesus is still in the ship with you. Though he went down to the lower part, he is still up on the deck with you. There to protect you. There to take care of you. Shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Just let the light from the lighthouse shine on. Let it shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Oh, let it shine. Let it shine. Let your love shine on me. I need the light from heaven to just shine. Yeah, yes, Lord. Let it shine on me. Hallelujah. Come on and clap your hands and tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Come on and give God the praise. Come on and give God the glory for everything that he's done. Shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Just let your light, let the light from heaven, just let it shine, shine, shine on me. And I ask God in my closing, let the light from the lighthouse, Jesus is the light, and he's ever shining in our hearts and in our souls, and no matter what come our way, Jesus never leaves us nor forsake us. Call on him. He's a listening. He's a waiting to hear from you. I can pray for you, but it's better if you learn to call on Jesus for yourself, because I can't be everywhere that you are. You may not reach me by cell phone. You may not reach me by landline. You may not reach me by text. You may not reach me by computer. But Jesus, I heard the saints say back in the day when I was a child, they don't sing this song anymore. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. And then they said, call him up. Hey, how you call up, hey, my God, call Jesus and tell him what you want. Call Jesus. Yes, God, I thank you. Hey, yes, God, call him. Call him, children, and tell God. The fancy. Hey, tell him to shine on me. Tell him to shine on this situation. Tell him to shine. Whatever it is that you need him to fix for you, let Jesus fix it. Because he knows just how to fix it. For the Bible declares that the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Jesus can fix it. And when he fixes it, no devil in hell can mess with it. Nobody but Jesus. For he's a friend of mine. Let the church say amen. For God, he has spoken. Dr. Scott, pull that up for me, please. And let the church say amen. You are the church, a body of baptized believers. It is not a building made by man. You are created in the image of God. And when you present your body a living sacrifice and you're used for God and by God, you are the church. Stop looking for a beautiful edifice, even if it's a storefront. As long as Jesus Amen. Can abide, it is the place to be. I would not want to be in a cathedral and Jesus is not there. But I stand on the street corner where Jesus is, and he'll bless me, and he'll bless you. Let a church say amen in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Don't forget, Jesus, you got two servants. And you hear what the wind and the storms can do unto you. because God is with you. My cousin, just let me say this. A few weeks ago, my Auntie April, her truck, her SUV flipped over, and she walked away unharmed. Jesus, oh God, I feel like preaching this. Oh, Jesus was in her way. She didn't see him, but he was there to protect her. He wasn't ready to bring her home yet. So therefore, he told the death angel, back up, I got this. Oh, bless his name. And then my baby cousin, my auntie's baby daughter, oh, she's 37 years old, but she's the baby cousin, the baby first cousin. It's the last first cousin that I can get. So she's the baby of us all. And my little first cousin, 37 years old, Letitia, man hit her, oh, God, I thank you. Last Friday, the man hit her head on. Head-on collision. But Jesus was in her wit. Oh, bless his name. I'm sure she did not see Jesus when she saw the car coming head-on. She didn't see Jesus. Ah, but Jesus was there. And when I got the news to pray that she was in a head-on collision, and I was driving my car, and I said, Lord, he said, death is not present. I said, oh, God, I thank you. And I said to the woman before I got off my phone, I said, she's going to be all right. God said, death is not involved in this head-on collision. Jesus stepped in and took what the enemy meant for harm. And spared the lives of both of these young women, my Auntie April and my cousin Letitia. Head-on collision. One flipped over and one met head-on. My cousin, by the time my aunt got to the hospital where she was, the girl had called for a ride and went home. Oh, bless his name. Then I was told the next day from all the soreness and the bruises and what have you, she couldn't hardly get out of bed, but she's alive. And the strength of Jesus, the wind of Jesus, in time, that will disappear. The muscle aches and the soreness, all of that, it will go away. And God gets all of the glory. And I will not rob him. Luck, don't do that. You church folks, stop hollering about, oh, honey, that's luck. That's the devil is a liar. Luck can't do what God does. And that was a miracle. Shirley Caesar said, you're next in line for your miracle. Now I know why God, you said have him to play that. Okay, because you're using it right now. My time is up, but it's okay. Y'all keep listening because I'm still talking. You are next in line for a miracle. You don't know when you're going to need that miracle that only God can do. But God told me that the head-on collision said it's not fatal. Oh, bless his name. She got twins, 6 years old. I tell you the truth. I can't take anything. And my aunt's getting old. Oh, bless God from whom all blessings flow. I thank you for being aboard with us again another Thursday morning to present the word of God to you. You and you, and we thank you, and forget not the ministry. Send us a donation. Dr. Scott will give you the address. No offering is too small. No offering is too small. If you got a dime, put it in the envelope and put it in the mail. And if that's all you got, God will honor your dime as much so if someone sent us $1,000. That's what I like about God. He sees little as much. I don't have $50 to send him. Send a five. Oh, bless his name. Send whatever you can send towards the ministry where we will be able to stay on this Blog Talk Radio, because you'll be surprised. Over 3,000 listeners since we started, it'll be 2 years. I got an anniversary coming up next month, October. I went on the air October 2012 on the fourth Sunday. I may just ask Dr. Scott to play that for us on our anniversary. And I thank God for God using Dr. Scott to bring God's word to pass. You don't know who God's going to use to fulfill his word, but he did say this: the word that came out of my mouth will not return unto me void. In 1984, they said I would be on the radio, and it wasn't until 2012 that God made it possible through Dr. Gregory Scott. And I want to acknowledge that it is not Dr. Scott's doing, God's doing, because he spoke his word. He just used him to bring it on the earth to pass. And I give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and I acknowledge that God used Dr. Scott to bring it to pass. So I'm closing now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Be ye blessed, be ye renewed by the transforming of your mind. Be in Christ a new creature. Be all that you can be. Oh, I love that slogan that the Army used. Be all that you can be. Find your future in Jesus. Let the church say amen. Okay.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, the pastor of Glory United Holiness Church. Thank you so much, and Glory United Ministries is honored always to have you share the message. That was a wonderful message, Evangelist. Pastor, thank you so much.
So let the church,
say,
your donations may be sent to 386 Walmart Drive, and that's Glory United Holiness Church. I'm sorry, Glory United Ministries, which is the actual account name. It's also, you know, we are also Glory United Holiness Church. So when the church goes up, that's what the sign will say out there. But right now, for legal purposes, you need to make your checks to Glory United Ministries. That's 386 Walmart, Walmart Drive, PMB. That's the same as Patricia Moore Benjamin, 76. And that's Camden, Delaware, C-A-M-D-E-N, Delaware, 19934. Glory United Ministries, 386 Walmart Drive, PMB 76, and that's Camden, Delaware, 19934. Thank you for listening, and with the when this song ends, the program will also end.
Let the church say, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let
the church
say,
oh, let the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, let the church say, let the church say. About to die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
church say? Let the church say, yeah.
Let the church say amen. I promised to end the program with this, with that particular song. But you know what? God has spoken, and there's one more that needs to be played. And I'm not sure who this song is for, but you'll recognize it when you feel it in your spirit.
Shared with you tonight. Clap your hands and say it overflows.
There was a woman in the service that was speaking in other tongues, praying in the Spirit. The Spirit touched my soul. I said, I know that feeling. It overflows. Now when the Lord comes, let the Spirit have
of my church and the musicians. So y'all got to be my church tonight and do like I do it at my church. Overflow.
Overflow.
Overflow.